With that, we don't do the typical Old Testament reading from the lectionary, but if you heard me say this before, the book of Proverbs. The world says an apple a day will keep the devil away. The book of Proverbs says a proverb a day will keep the devil away. So if you don't read any other book of the Bible on a regular basis, pay attention to this proverb. It's full of common sense. So my proverb reading this week is in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 29. Let's see, 11:29. It says this. Those who bring trouble on their families inherit only the wind. The fool will be a servant to the wise. Now, I don't know if you noticed a lot, but in our culture today, there's a lot of anger. I don't know why there's a lot of anger, but there's a lot of anger. And a sure way to bring trouble on your family is through a misdirected anger. I think it's one of the most destructive weapons that the human race faces. And it causes us to inflict almost inseparable damage to a person's sense of trust and, more important, self-worth. Anger has driven people from the church and has divided families. Ephesians 4 warns us not to keep on scolding or nagging our children, for that will make them angry and resentful. The Apostle Paul, 2 Timothy, his protege, by the way, Timothy, in Timothy 2:16, warns us that the foolish discussion or arguments lead us into the sin of anger. So if we want to bind, I love that song that we sing all the time, bind us together. If you want to bind the family of God together, we cannot knowingly burn the glue. I like Gorilla Glue. I like some of the other glues that hold things together. But sometimes in relationships, we want to burn the glue and we end up with separation. So peace be with us.